Afternoon, Audio Boosters. I've just listened to Dean Reed's February Day 7, where he was doing a catch-up, and he did his books, and then he did the Audio Boo topic of Utopia. And I just thought, well, I can't let this opportunity go to rest without discussing, maybe not a utopia, probably some people... a lot of people would hate it, but this would be my ideal world, and it's not too dissimilar to Dean's, not surprisingly, because I guess we sort of like the same sort of thing. So, ideal log cabin or hut in the Scottish Highlands, miles from anywhere. This is all a bit sci-fi as well, but then utopias are kind of future scenarios, I guess. And it would be a perfect internet connection. See what I'm saying about sci-fi? A perfect internet connection in the Scottish Highlands. And a sort of immersion video, you know, like from Red Dwarf or... a holodeck from Star Trek, where you'd go and do your job on the internet. It's the ultimate commute. And your work would be internet-based. And then when you unplug, you've got this simple living in the middle of nowhere with no one around. And... of course, it's a utopia, so you don't need to live off the land. It's all solar-powered heating, state-of-the-art insulation for winter, magic printers print out anything you need. It's already coming, that sort of 3D printing. And the book I read that I mentioned last night, Great North Road, they went to this planet and they had these 3D printers that would build simple, not tents, dome, geodesic dome type shelters for them. So that sort of thing would be built. And then of course you live off, you grow your own food, you live off the land and you enjoy the beauty and remoteness of the Scottish Highlands. That would be my utopia. But like I say, that's probably a horrible dystopia for some other people. So in my utopia, there's enough land for people who want to do that, to do that. And yet at the same time, there's these mega cities where people who want to live together can do so. As well, of course, I wouldn't be on my own. I'd have my wife and family and stuff, and they can go off when they're old enough and have their own bit of land, or go off to the city if they want to do that, or whatever. That's just—it's obviously never going to happen. It's just describing a personal utopia. But yeah, log cabin, middle of nowhere, lovely.